Do you mean that? Shouldn't we at least go upstairs? Rob?
Next this afternoon, our drama, Brief Lives.
Agatha Christie on BBC Radio 4 Extra. A portrait.
Yes, I do find that one's friends are curious about the way one works.
A pilgrimage.
You don't understand. I'm following in the footsteps of Agatha Christie.
And some of the writer's greatest work.
This is important, Josephine. I need you to tell me exactly what you know.
I know who killed Grandfather.
BBC Radio 4 Extra's Agatha Christie season. Including close-up Agatha Christie.
You see, I put it all down to the fact that I never had any education.
Monday lunchtime at 1:30 and again in the evening at 8:30 on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, another in our series about legal representatives, starring David Schofield as Frank Twist.
The days I wish I'd thrown a sickie seem to come round much faster than they used to. Then, there's the days I want to jacket in altogether. That makes me feel I'm losing my touch, especially when I've been working for regular clients I reckon I know inside out, only to discover that I really don't. My name's Frank Twist, and if you ever have the misfortune to be arrested in England's sunny northwest, there's a fair chance that either me, Miss Sarah Gold, or another one of my legal advisers will be looking after your interests. A bit of advice. If there's a secret behind your problems, we're duty-bound to allow you to keep it. But secrets have a nasty habit of not staying where they should, out of sight. And usually, it's the ones keeping them that wind up worst off.
Brief Lives by Philip Meeks.
It's a nice thing to do.
I hate that word. Nice.
We're nice.
I like to think we're good. You don't have to be nice to be good.
Well, then, today we're going to do something good. Come on, it's only Skeffington. We'll be back by 10 tops.
We better be. You seen that paperwork I've got to plough through?
This'll make Sadie and Eileen's day.
Oh, your chum Eileen, the woman who calls you...
We've moved on from that.
Could have fooled me.
They haven't much to look forward to.
Except what to complain about next.
I worry about them. The main reason for them getting into bother is they struggle to cope.
Well, they shouldn't be living in that huge house on their own.
They hate change. There's been so much of that in Skeffington.
You couldn't make them up.
What's going on over there? Look.
Where?
There's a police van by the chapel. The road's closed too.
Wait, I'm coming with you.
They're a liability. I've been saying that for weeks.
You've taken all your complaints from your staff very seriously, Mr. Kilbeck.
And yet this has still happened. You won't even tell me how Paul is.
Mr. Viner is in a stable condition.
That could mean anything.
That's as much as the paramedics would tell me.
Someone wants to speak to you, Brian. I tried to stop him.
I'm Arlene Markham's legal representative.
Frank Twist. What the hell are you doing here?
PC Blade.
DC these days. The clues and the fact I'm not wearing a uniform. My officer will take a statement, Mr. Kilbeck.
I found Paul lying under the tree at the back of the chapel. I didn't see anything. I've told you that at least a dozen times.
We need to make it official, sir.
I need to get to the hospital. We know who did this to him.
Come with me, sir.
She's in there. You should be arresting her.
So, what's happened, Detective Constable? Oh, I'm sorry, this is my associate.
Sarah Gold.
We suspect that Eileen Markham attacked Paul Viner, an architect with Kilbeck Developments.
And what would be her reason for doing that?
They're turning the chapel into flats. She and her sister are opposed to it, like they are most things.
Eileen's never gone this far before.
The Markham sisters have a well-documented history of aggression.
Yeah, but it's a big leap from swearing at a few builders to this.
How badly was the architect hurt?
To try to brain him with a shovel. We aren't looking at a charge of murder, not yet anyway, but it's pretty serious.
She's inside the chapel.
Locked herself into the vestry.
And the evidence you have against her?
We found the assault weapon in the front garden of our home.
Well, that could have been dumped there by anyone.
That's off being tested. It'll more than likely come back covered in her and her sister's prints.
So, in your words, she tried to brain the victim?
A particularly savage attack.
Yeah, and she's what, mid-70s?
It took two of my lads to restrain Eileen Markham only a fortnight ago. And her sister's a force of nature, too.
Let me talk to you, Eileen.
I can't allow that.
She trusts me.
He's trying to help.
You can let her know you're here. See if that calms her down, at least.
All right, thanks. I'll be with you in a minute, then.
Okay, sir.
Eileen's fond of lashing out, but mostly with her tongue.
I'll come with you in case you need help dealing with the Chief of Charm, please.
Best you stay here.
I've met him before.
Me too. If only I could remember where.
Eileen's not expecting you. She might kick off.
Oh, she'll be happy to see a friendly face.
She doesn't see you as a friend. You don't call your friends a...
Like I said, we've moved on.
Eileen?
Call me Miss Markham, you rude swine. Now go on, leave me alone.
There's someone here it might be in your best interests to speak to.
Stop persecuting me. I haven't hurt anyone.
Eileen, it's me.
Oh, dog killer.
Come on out so we can talk properly.
Might have known. No show without punch. Well, I've nothing to say to you, dog killer. I'm innocent.
Then let's talk it all through. Tell me your side of the story.
I'm being victimised by that fat pig out there.
I don't have to put up with abuse like that.
It would help if I could see you.
I'm staying put in here.
You're not doing yourself any favours.
All right, let me do the talking, eh?
I need to get back to my sister. It's her birthday. She's 80.
You won't be going home for a long, long time at this rate.
You hear that, dog killer? He's living proof anyone can get into the police nowadays.
I'm doing my job.
Maybe it'd be best if you just did it outside for a bit, eh? Go on, let me do mine in here.
You got 10 minutes.
Open the door, Eileen.
Not a chance. You can stay as long as you like, but you'll be wasting your time.
Helping is never a waste of my time.
Don't think you can butter me up either.
You trust me, don't you?
Trust you? You murdered my bloody dog.
Eileen, we both know it wasn't quite like that.
You could be tricking me, giving me a false sense of security.
You know I'm always upfront and honest.
They could be waiting there with one of those taser things.
We're completely alone.
It's been in the paper how they're trigger happy with them nowadays.
You haven't asked me how I got here so quickly.
Because I'm not interested.
I was on my way to wish Sadie a happy birthday.
Oh, were you? She'll be worried. Wondering where I am.
Well, then why don't you open up and we can sort things out?
She has to take her pills. She'll forget if I'm not there.
Then the faster you tell me what's going on, the faster we can be with her. Come on, love.
It was good of you, remembering Sadie's birthday like that.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
But don't you love me again, you hear?
All right. Go on, tell me what happened.
I don't know. I was coming out of the corner shop first thing when they all swooped. Told me I was under arrest.
Did they say why?
Couldn't fathom it out, so I fled. I didn't want to go home. I didn't want to distress Sadie. Here's the first place I thought of.
Yeah, but you must have known that they were starting building work today.
The chapel's always felt safe. Me and Sadie played hide and seek here when we were kids. Of course, this was when it was what it was meant to be. Only Methodist, and some could be snooty about that. But it is and always will be important to Skeffington.
You've obviously been very upset about the developments.
Nothing's sacred nowadays, is it? Nothing.
Are they going to pull it down?
And dig up the grounds. So-called luxury apartments.
Things can't stay the same forever.
Why not? We don't need luxury in Skeffington. We need the post office back, the greengrocers, the chapel reinstated. We need things to be like they were.
Well, we have to do what the police say, Eileen. We've got to go to the station in Oldham, do you understand?
Yes.
Sooner we go, sooner we can get everything sorted out.
What about Sadie? I need to see her.
It's all right, Sarah's here and she'll pay her a visit and put her mind at ease.
Your business partner?
Yes.
Found herself another man yet?
In a way.
Whoever it is, they must be desperate.
Mr. Kilbeck?
I've already told you everything.
I'm sorry for what's happened.
No one listened to me when I said that they were trouble.
You must be worried about your colleague.
Obviously.
Is he going to be okay?
They say so.
Well, they wouldn't if they didn't believe it.
I don't trust anything anyone's saying around here.
Well, there's always someone worse off. Whoever those flowers were for wasn't so lucky.
Flowers?
On the railings. Floral tribute.
Huh. It's been there for as long as I've owned the land.
There's years worth of them. All dead. No cards with them.
Probably some bored kid. A twocker writing off a car. Places like this are full of disenfranchised youth. One of the reasons I take redundant buildings. Fill them with young professionals happy to commute. I mean, it's a business. A good one. But I price the apartments fairly. It puts new blood into dead towns like this. They have a better lifestyle.
I find it hard to believe anyone would find a better life here.
New people leads to regeneration.
That means jobs.
That's the philosophy that motivated Paul, anyway. That's where I found him. Under the damn Rowan. He was taking a root sample or something when the mad cow hit him.
Must be pretty old.
Paul's been trying to work out its exact age. It's a thing of his. Conservation. Even wants to change the plans to incorporate it. Completely impractical, of course.
You're not keen on the idea.
It could set us back months. I've got developments on every side of Manchester. Any last-minute changes to plans can have knock-on effects.
Time's money.
Look, I've already given my statement. Hang on. You are with the police, aren't you?
No.
You're not that bitch from the local paper.
No, I'm not from the press.
You twist everything we say to you.
Look, I didn't mean to upset you. I hope everything works out.
She keeps calling me a dog killer. What's all that about, eh?
Oh, that's a long story.
Go on.
Well, the first time we met, she'd taken to setting a mastiff on local kids up to no good. The police were called, and she said it on them too. And there was this big chubby bloke who couldn't run as fast as his mate, and he got bitten. It was little more than a nip, but oh, he kicked off. I had to tell Eileen that a dog had to be destroyed.
The start of a beautiful relationship.
Something like that.
You still haven't worked out how you know me.
No, not really, sorry.
I'm the copper a bleeding dog attacked.
Right. Yes, of course you are. That's how I remember you.
Now, are you coming with us to the station or not?
Of course.
And I wasn't chubby. I played rugby.
Well done, friend.
How's Eileen?
Oh, this isn't going to be straightforward. The police have done a door-to-door on all the houses overlooking the chapel grounds. There's no witnesses to the attack and only one suspect, Eileen.
I spoke to Kilbeck, the developer, while you were in there. He seems pretty cut up.
I'm sure.
He's also worried about his business.
In what way?
He's got a lot of developments like this. Maybe money's tight, maybe he's had to borrow.
I've got to go.
No, no, hang on. I'm in the middle of a brainwave here. Maybe there are other possible suspects. Kilbeck might have enemies. Maybe he owes money to the wrong sort of people. You can't tell me that there's many property developers whose affairs are entirely kosher.
No, I guess not. Ask Ronnie to look at Kilbeck's public financial records.
Yeah, if you can get hold of her, you know what she's been like the last couple of weeks.
Is it this commune thing that's distracting her?
It's a cooperative. They free cycle food.
Well, I'll speak to Ronnie later.
And don't wind her up about her new
and
mate.
And any fuss from her, and you tell her that we need her to do a job. And ask her to get onto her council contacts too. She's got one in planning, hasn't she?
I think so.
Well, she might glean something about Kilbeck's business plans from him. Any other developments he's bidding for.
Oh, Frank, there's something else. A floral tribute on the chapel railing. Someone's been putting flowers there for years.
They're everywhere these days.
Now think about it. Someone other than the Markhams clearly cares about the chapel. They've turned it into a shrine and odds are they won't want to see it getting demolished.
Good point. Ask Ronnie to find out from the police if there's been any accidental deaths in Skeffington.
I'll look into that myself.
Actually, I was hoping that you'd still go and see Sadie.
You promised that...
That was before this happened. Come on, here's the car keys. It won't take long.
And what'll I say to her about Eileen?
I don't know. You're good at thinking on your feet. Oh, and when you check that she's taking her pills.
What pills?
I don't know. Go on, it'll only take a few minutes.
Where are you going?
DC Bladen's taking me to Oldham Station with her. Oh, and don't be too alarmed by the state of the house. They don't like to let things go, so it's cluttered. And it's not very clean.
So, they're hoarders, like the ones on telly?
I've got to go, or I'll miss my lift.
Oy.
Sorry for the delay.
I had to take a call anyway, from the officer stationed at the hospital.
And how's the victim?
His condition could be worse than we thought.
That's bad news.
Well, for him, it certainly is. Not to mention your client. And for the record, I didn't run. That dog attacked me because I stood my ground. I happen to have an affinity with dogs.
Yeah, I know, it was wrong of me.
And it did bite me.
I'm sorry.
You see those scars? There's still some things I can't do with me left hand.
Hello? Miss Markham? Sadie? Are you there? Are you okay?
Is that you, Eileen? Where's your keys?
No, it's Sarah Gold.
I don't know any Sarahs.
I work with Frank Twist. I've come to see you because it's your birthday.
Where's my Eileen?
I'll explain when you open the door. Oh, here you go, Sadie. These are from me and Frank.
How dare you? Flowers are for the dead.
And many happy returns.
We've been called out 6 times over 3 weeks. You've been repeatedly warned about obstruction, abusive language, and the threat of violence.
Unless you're going to arrest my client for these offences, I'd appreciate you sticking to questions about today's events.
Well, I believe all the other incidents have been building up to today. You were at Skeffington Chapel at 7:30 this morning, weren't you, Miss Markham? You were seen.
Then whoever saw me needs an eye test. I wasn't there.
Why does the chapel mean so much to you?
It's a place of worship, the heart of the community.
Not for 15 years. Since then, it's been a boarded-up eyesore.
Skeffington's already had its guts pulled out by people's greed and stupidity. We won't allow it to lose its soul, too.
You're the only ones who want it to stay.
Is this relevant?
Yes. She and her sister should be at home watching Cash in the Attic of a morning, not fighting a losing battle.
We won't lose. We will fight like we've always done, for what's right.
You've already lost. You received notice from the council yesterday that your final appeal's been rejected.
The council? Bigger waste of space than you lot.
You'd run out of options. The only way you could think of stalling things further or venting your frustrations was through violence.
You hate me and Sadie. You want us put away and you'll find any excuse.
Calm yourself, Miss Martin.
I won't. We're good people. We fight for what's right and I don't care if others don't like it.
I think my client needs a break, don't you?
Interview suspended at 10:25.
Sadie, I'm not going until I speak to you. It's important. Sadie?
If you've come to convert me or peddle beauty products, you'll be in for a hiding.
I'm staying until I've made sure you've taken your medication.
I've told you, go away.
Eileen sent me.
Why hasn't she come back
yet? If you let me explain...
She's been away an age.
Can we go inside? Please.
I know you, don't I?
Yes, you shut the door in my face 5 minutes ago.
Come in, it's nippy.
Thank you.
You get used to the smell. Eileen made a curry a few weeks back. It's still lingering. Mm. I've worked it out. I know who you are and I'm ever so pleased.
Oh, that's good. We're making progress.
You're here for my special birthday.
Sort of, yes.
I thought since Eileen's up sticks and vanished, I'd be spending it alone. Me and my guppies. Say hello to them.
That's an empty fish tank, Sadie.
It isn't. I can see the green on the side. Fish like that.
There's also no water in it. Fish like that, too.
Well, where's Eileen put them? Don't tell me that blasted cat from next door got in here, too.
Sadie, I need to tell you about Eileen. There's nothing to worry about.
She reckons she'll get me a birthday cake at that corner shop. Mr. Hajid never has what he wants, and shop-bought cakes aren't right for a birthday, are they? I should have baked, but I can't find my cake tin.
Well, you've got plenty of stuff, haven't you?
It's a tad cluttered, but there's nothing here we don't need, and we used to know where everything was till we had it decorated.
I can't stay long.
30 or so years ago, time flies. Teapot, there's a cleanish one somewhere under here.
Nothing for me.
We haven't seen each other for so long, my love. Least I can do is make a brew.
I haven't time.
Biscuits always cheer everyone up. Take these packets to the front room. Pick the one that's least past its sell-by date if you want.
Sadie, I need to check. You've had your pills.
Go on, it's cosier in the front, love.
No, I'm okay here.
Do as I say, there's a good girl, Fiona.
I'm Sarah.
You'd be getting me vexed if I wasn't so happy to have you back where you belong.
All this fighting.
It's important.
But isn't it exhausting?
It's what our father would have expected as the town doctor.
I know all this.
He held the community together. People looked up to him. He had duties.
You don't need to carry them on.
I've still breath left in my body. I damn well will.
Nobody wants you to.
Who says?
You should think about yourself and Sadie.
I put Sadie first at all times.
Then why don't you tell me your version of events?
Don't you start, dog killer.
So, you went to the chapel.
And what if I did? I still didn't do what they say.
Well, unless you tell me your side of the story, how can I help?
I'm scared.
You should be. This is a very serious allegation.
You're not helping me feel any better.
Well, I'm not trying to. I have your best interests at heart, but I need you to tell your story.
That awful man was right. We were told yesterday that Kilbeck had won.
She must have had contingency plans. You and Sadie are so resourceful.
Sadie doesn't know and she can't find out. I wouldn't show her the letter.
Why?
Because I knew it was over too. I'm not completely stupid. We've done all we can. And believe it or not, Frank, you're right. It is exhausting. I'm tired.
Sadie would find out eventually.
By then it would be too late. This way was best. If she knew, she'd have been there lying under bulldozers and Lord knows what. I didn't want to put her through winding up in here. And no, the irony hasn't escaped me.
Why did you go to the chapel?
To give it one last look, I guess. Say goodbye.
And did you see anyone else there?
The victim, young Paul.
You know him?
I liked him. The only decent one of the lot. Understood why we were protesting. So why would I hit him? But I'll tell you who might. His boss. The rows they had. We saw them several times. Nasty.
Kilbeck?
Yes. It was obvious. He and Paul hated each other.
There's no recorded accidents in Skeffington in any of the police records, Frank, so the floral tribute's still a mystery. But Ronnie's councilmate came up trumps. She's found out stuff about Kilbeck's business. The public records suggest it wouldn't take much for him to go under, and he's lost a few contracts recently. And there's also something really interesting about Paul Viner. Anyway, she says she'll email you. Call me when you get this.
What are you doing? I told you to go into the front room.
Have you taken your pills, Sadie?
I'm not a child.
No, this is important.
If we don't drink this tea now, it'll be stewed.
I've already said I don't want
any. The door to the lounge sticks. Throw your weight against it.
Mr. Kilbeck, Frank Twist. I'm representing Miss Markham.
Well, good luck with that.
Do you mind if we have a word? Must be hard running your business. You know, taking into consideration the current economic climate.
It's always hard.
This incident could prove costly.
So what? All that matters is Paul. I want her locked away for a very long time.
But what if his attacker wasn't Miss Markham?
You can't seriously think...
Well, I'd like to explore the possibility. With your help.
I'm not helping you.
I'll be honest. My primary concern is justice for my client, but... Will there be justice for Mr. Viner if the wrong person's punished?
Who else could it be?
I know your finances aren't in the best of shape.
How the hell did you know that?
It's on public record.
One word. Recession.
Look, I'm sure you're finding it harder to secure loans from the usual reliable sources.
I can't believe I'm having this conversation.
Maybe you've been desperate to borrow money elsewhere from people who don't like waiting for the return on their investment.
You're suggesting I've done some dodgy deals.
I want you to let me know if you have any enemies. Maybe money isn't involved. Maybe it's competition. You must all be vying for the same real estate.
Priceless.
You'll have lost out on planning applications, I'm sure.
Goes with the territory.
But what about the ones you've had approved? At the expense of a rival.
So what you're saying is some thug for hire travelled to Skeffington at the crack of dawn, grabbed a shovel randomly from the Markham's garden and slammed it over Paul to send me a message? You should change careers, mate.
I'm simply pointing out that this case isn't necessarily as cut and dry as you seem to think.
You should write for the gutter press, or maybe comic strips.
Paul Viner was more than your architect.
That is none of your...
He was your business partner.
Yes.
And he was in the process of dissolving your partnership.
Go to hell.
At a huge cost, I'd imagine, possibly threaten everything you've spent years building.
So now you're actually suggesting I did it?
You rowed this morning. There were witnesses.
Yes, we did. We've been rowing most mornings. That doesn't mean I wanted to hurt him.
Mr. Kilbeck, beneath the bluff, I can see how shaken you are. There's something you're not telling the police.
Paul wasn't just dissolving our business. He was ending our life together.
The way you screamed, you'd have been heard in Oldham.
I got a shock.
They were more scared of you. They've been on edge ever since that rotten cat got in. Well, I put paid to him, felt the back of my shovel.
Well, don't you worry about them getting out of the house, flying away.
They love their mummy. They'd never leave her. And even if they did, they're trained. Homing pigeons, love. I couldn't have anything else flying the nest, could I? Fly away like you did, Fiona.
Sadie, I'm not...
But yet here you are, home again.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm here because I need to look after you and tell you a bit of news.
Saw it in your eyes, you know. The second you were born, the first time you opened them and they looked at me, pale blue, the colour of a crisp winter sky. I said, she'll be off like a shot, this one. She has an unstoppable spirit.
Sadie, you have to listen.
Should have done what Father did with us, clipped your wings. You went faster than any of us imagined. But I fought them. I held on to you. I held on so hard. We belong to each other.
Now, why don't you just sit down for a bit? Is this your chair?
I don't want to sit.
Eileen has been arrested.
Eileen, you've come here to upset me.
No, I haven't.
This is what you've grown into, eh? A spiteful, cruel girl. I should teach you a lesson. Leaving was bad enough, but lying to me... Oh! Oh, I've gone off.
Now, come on, oh. Come on. Is this your chair?
Yes.
Right, there you go. This all your stuff?
I'm not meant to get distressed, not like this.
Take a few deep breaths.
All these years I've waited for this moment and you go and ruin it!
So stay here where it's warm and drink your tea. These pills yours, metirapone...
Put them down.
One four times a day, so even if you had one first thing, you're due another.
I said put them down. I'll deal with you.
Whoa.
I'll teach you a lesson you won't forget.
Sadie. Sadie. Oh, mad old bat's knocked me in. Sadie! Oh. Hi, it's me. Still at the Markhams. Sadie's fine. Bonkers, but I can handle that. I think I've got her medication, but will you ask Eileen if what she takes is called...
Metirapone, right. Right, I've got it. I'll call you back in a bit. Sorry about that.
Paul always had a go at me whenever I got angry about the Markham sisters. Said it wasn't fair as they clearly had problems. Caught him sharing a flask of coffee with the older one once. He was kind and compassionate to them. He still turned on him.
If I didn't believe Eileen was innocent, I wouldn't be wasting time like this. I'd be working on damage limitation.
He can leave me with my blessing. Have what he wants, anything. Long as he recovers.
I keep thinking about something Sarah said to me this morning. The Markhams are good people. They're not nice, but deep down, they are on the side of what's right.
There was no one out to get us. No one involved in us splitting. Yes, we fought, lots, and in public. I didn't want to lose him. 15 years. We've been together our whole adult lives.
I understand your sadness.
Do you? I said we were brothers sometimes. Separate rooms. My mother. I could never tell her.
Different generation.
I'm going back to the hospital to be with Paul. If you need anything else... contact my lawyers.
I was about to call you.
We've got the initial tests back on the weapon.
And?
There aren't any prints belonging to Eileen. We've checked and double-checked the Markham's prints on record. The thing's covered with Sadie's.
Sadie, you have no right locking me in here.
I'm not having you leave me again.
I'm here to help.
Never light the fire nowadays. Kept the poker. Oh. It has its uses.
Sadie, so put it down.
Tell me why you left, you wicked girl. Tell me why you stayed away so long.
None of that matters, does it? I'm back. I'm happy to be back.
No lies!
Put that down and I'll make us some fresh tea.
Lying is a sin.
No.
You don't think you can get away from me? Not in here.
Totally.
The game's
games of hide and seek me and Eileen played. I know every secret corner of the place. Ready or not, Fiona, here I come.
Can Sadie get irrational if she doesn't have her medication, Eileen?
I don't know. She always takes the pills when I'm there.
What are they for?
The one you mentioned.
Metiropone.
Yes. She's on that for her hormones. Had problems with them all her life.
I'm more concerned about her mental health.
No such thing. You hear about depression. That's only for people with nothing else to think about.
Sadie's problems are probably worse than depression.
Not when I'm with her.
Are you protecting Sadie, Miss Morgan? Did she attack Paul Viner? The assault weapon didn't have any of your prints on it.
But it did have Sadie's. Eileen, you need to tell me. Now, Sarah should have been here ages ago, so she must still be with Sadie, and she's alone. Now, she's not answering her phone. Is she in danger?
She gets carried away. She didn't mean to do it, didn't mean to hit him so hard.
You need to get someone out there fast.
I'm on it.
Now, I need to see her. If she's having one of her turns, I'm the only one who can calm her down.
Oh, come on, come on, come on. Oh, there's no signal.
You're only making me angrier, Fiona. Face the punishment you deserve for leaving me. For staying away so very long. I know you're in there. I knew where you'd run to. It's your room.
I've said I'm sorry.
You broke my heart!
Cynthia, I'm back now. I'm here to stay. I won't leave you. Fiona won't leave you again, I promise. Mummy!
Oh, my love. It's no good. I haven't it in me. I'm not him. I can't hurt you. He would have. Without a second thought. He was bad to the bone.
Who was?
The good doctor. Our father.
Sadie, why don't you put the poker down?
You're back. After all, that's what matters, like you said.
Yes.
And I'm so very tired. Oh, Fiona.
Oh, now, come on. Let's find you somewhere to sit in here.
You see how much I love you. All the things I've bought you over the years. Like this.
Sadie, you know I'm not really her, don't you? Well,
I think so. Oh, I've been foolish, haven't I? Your eyes aren't blue. Hers were.
Who is Fiona?
Well, I forget sometimes, forget what happened. And then when I remember, I get confused.
And your pills, they help with that.
I grow angry, always have. But especially when I think about poor Fiona.
I can help you get in contact with her.
No, Fiona died.
What happened?
We never forget her. We've always had our way. Did someone bring me some flowers today?
Yes, me, for your birthday.
Oh, how kind. But if you don't mind, I'm going to give them to her.
Now, where is she?
There. They look lovely. It's what flowers are for, remembering the dead.
This was her tribute.
We've given her flowers twice a year, ever since she went.
How did she die, Sadie?
Shh. It's a secret. There's no one left who knows she ever even existed. Only us.
And now you.
Is this where she is?
Yeah. Fast asleep. Under this tree. We put her as far down as we could when it was half the size it was now.
Sarah.
I'm fine, Frank. Fine.
It's over, Sadie. She can't be our secret anymore. I know. They have to put her somewhere else.
They will.
I never stop thinking about her, feeling more than I ever felt about anyone, even you.
never...
Oh, my love, come on. Come on, Sadie. I'm here. You're safe. And Fiona will be too.
Yes.
There's confirmation that human remains were found under the tree. A baby.
Poor little mite.
How's Sadie?
Went off on one again, so she's been sedated. They'll finish the test they need to straighten out her meds tomorrow. The hospital doctors reckon her medical records haven't been updated for years.
And the baby?
Postmortem scheduled for the morning. Hopefully that'll tell us the cause of death, then we'll know how to proceed.
Are you charging Sadie for the attack on Viner?
Well, it's been a bit of a complication. We've had more information through about the weapon. Doesn't look like the blood on the shovel belongs to Mr. Viner. In fact, it's probably not even human.
It's cat.
How do you know that?
I guessed. Sadie said she'd dealt with a cat that had terrorised her pigeons.
Well, you're spot on.
So Sadie mightn't have done it?
Not with that shovel.
You're looking for another weapon, then?
Already happening.
Did you keep a note of the medication Sadie was on?
Yeah, I wrote it down here. Metirapone.
It's been ringing a bell with me since you called. Can we get access to Sadie Markham's medical records?
Why? Bladen. Yeah. Of course. The hospital. Viner's woken up. He saw who attacked him.
The likelihood is Sadie's going to be in here for a long time.
They've got police on the door of her room. Ridiculous.
You haven't looked after her as well as you've claimed.
What do they think she's going to do?
Well, I guess you've been distracted. This chapel business has upset you to the core.
I'll never put her health at risk. I think of her first, and I always have. I've got to get back to her.
Eileen.
She'll be asking for me.
Eileen. You attacked Paul Viner. Not Sadie. He's woken up, and he's named you.
Is he on the mend?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad.
Also found out about Sadie's condition. Her pills are for Cushing's disease.
Hormones.
Yeah, the disease affects them. And it's made her taller and stronger than she'd normally be. It's also hit her nervous system. Another side effect is it leaves you sterile. Sadie has never had a child. Fiona was yours.
I never said she wasn't.
You'd lost your fight and you went to the chapel. Now, I'm sure you didn't intend to get violent. And when you saw Paul digging under the tree near your baby...
I was seeing red. I didn't know who it was.
You realised we assumed Sadie had attacked Viner. You thought we'd assume Fiona was her child.
No.
You were happy to let your sister take the blame.
It's not as simple as that.
You saw how the pieces were falling into place and you let us reach that conclusion. You've manipulated me, Eileen, and I don't like that.
I'm sorry you feel I've done that. And I'm sorry for hurting Paul. He was kind to us.
Well, I don't think your apology will be accepted in a hurry.
I'd finally worked things out in my head, decided that if the new build was happening, Fiona would still be there. Not under a beautiful tree, but still at rest.
Didn't you ever think of moving her somewhere else?
How? The two of us digging after dark? And that's what we'd have to do. She wasn't meant to be there. She was our secret. Nobody could know. Nobody.
So when you saw Paul...
I couldn't let her be found. I couldn't go through that. I picked up whatever, a slate from the roof, perhaps. But it had happened before I even knew it, an instinct, like a reflex.
And what did you do with your weapon?
They'll find it. I dropped it when I fled. I never tried to cover my tracks, not at first. But then I knew I had to carry on thinking of Fiona.
But not Sadie.
Hear me out. I'd only done it the once, you know, once. It hurt, and that's all it took. The shame I'd brought in the doctor's house. He never called me by my real name again in private. Always whore.
Your father?
If it got out, his youngest was the local strumpet.
What did he do?
Pneumonia. That's what they said. I'd been sent to stay in Morecambe with an imaginary aunt, the sea air.
But I was locked away for months on the top floor of our house. Mother acted like I was dead. Father only came to check the baby. Never spoke.
Sadie?
Only one who cared. She had plans for us. We'd share the baby, run away together and bring it up together. I let her get carried away. But I knew they wouldn't allow me to keep it.
Was Fiona stillborn?
No. As Father was taking her out of the room, I told Sadie the truth. Told her that our plans wouldn't happen and Fiona was going to be given away. She grabbed her, held her like she would never let her go. Held her so tightly.
Does Sadie understand what she did?
Never recovered. Health got worse, mental and physical. It was her turn to need me. It was an accident.
That's why you've stayed here.
If I'd gone, they'd have put Sadie in an institution. Our parents died a few years later. Both quick. Cancer. Her and I were left quite comfortable. I didn't need to work. I've no regrets. Sadie was my responsibility.
And then you saw a chance to be free.
You just don't understand, do you?
I'm trying, Eileen.
I was scared for Sadie. If I was found guilty, what would happen to her? The other way... Well, I could still be there for her. I suppose you'll have to tell the police.
They already know about Viner. They'll be here soon. I'd advise you to tell your story.
You're a good person. And I know that isn't always easy. But what about my sister?
Whatever happens, we'll make sure she's safe, I promise.
Will you still help me too? Please? Frank?
Eileen, have I ever let you down in the past?
What will happen to them?
I'm certain the post-mortem will prove inconclusive or will suggest accidental death. And then there'll be the charge of unlawful burial.
But the baby was buried in consecrated ground.
Nah, it doesn't matter. It wasn't meant to be there. But I think we can get them off with a caution.
Oh, what a mess.
Well, at least they won't be going back to that terrible house, that's for certain. Eileen will be rehoused. Sadie mightn't even get out of hospital. Makes you think.
What about...
Well, it makes you wonder why we do this.
Yeah. Sometimes it hurts. Mm.
On a lighter note, you're going to love this.
What?
Bladen is out of action. Torn ligaments.
How?
He went to Kilbeck's house to tell him about Eileen's arrest. Well, it turns out he and Paul Breed teacupped 2 hours. A bitch and her entire litter went for Bladen.
No.
Of course, he screamed the place down before falling backwards over the Nonex coffee table. Oh, him and his affinity with dogs, eh? Right, that's me done. I'd better get off.
Where?
Oh, I collared Ronnie. I'm meeting her at the pub.
Oh, not tonight. Cancel her. Franny's helping me cook for you.
That'll be interesting.
Well, I say helping, but what I mean is she'll be making a hell of a mess. Too much to handle on my own. And I'd like us all to be together tonight, you know, as a family.
Yeah, me too.
Call Ronnie and I'll prepare for battle to commence in the kitchen.
And we had a good evening, me and my family. Francesca didn't disappoint on the mess front. Later, I tucked her up and then I held her while she fell asleep. And as she drifted, a part of me couldn't help think of another child who hadn't even had the chance of life. So I whispered to my beautiful, perfect girl that I loved her more than she could ever believe. I'd always be there for her.
In Brief Lives, Frank was played by David Schofield and Sarah by Catherine Hunt. DC Bladen was played by Dale Meeks, Kilbeck by Stephen Fletcher, Eileen by Judith Barker, and Sadie by Joan Kempson. Brief Lives was written by Philip Meeks, created by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly, and produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. 4 people have been arrested over the deaths of dozens of migrants in the back of a lorry which was abandoned in a lay-by in Austria. Police think the group, which included 8 women and 4 children, were all from Syria. The arrests have been made in Hungary, and police say they suspect a Hungarian and Bulgarian people trafficking gang were behind the deaths. 200 migrants are feared to have drowned when 2 boats capsized off the coast of Libya. Residents of the western city of Zawara have staged a protest against the traffickers who use the port as a departure point to take refugees to Europe. HSBC says more than 250,000 payments have been affected by a technical problem in the way it processes payments from business customers. The glitch has led to people's wages being delayed. HSBC is understood to have contacted the Bank of England about the problem and says it is trying to resolve it as quickly as possible. The badger cull designed to cut TB in cattle is being extended to Dorset. It will also continue in Gloucestershire and Somerset. Some campaign groups said the decision was irrational, as a panel of experts found the pilot scheme had been ineffective. But the news was welcomed by Andrew Foote, a farmer from Buckland Newton in Dorset.
You cannot vaccinate a badger that has already got TB. We have to be vaccinating in clean areas and stopping the spread of this disease. And where disease is rampant, we need to have a complete suite of measures which includes culling that can be used to control this disease.
The British long jumper Shara Proctor has won a silver medal at the World Athletics Championships in Beijing, breaking the British record in the process. In the 200 metres final, Dina Asher-Smith broke a British record which had stood for more than 30 years, but finished outside the medal placings. BBC News.
In 3/4 of an hour, we've the first of a series of specially commissioned stories which take as their starting point the Polish experience in London. In Another Kind of Man, a stranger is waiting at a cemetery gate. Find out why at 3:45. But first, here on Radio 4, Gardener's Question Time, and the chairman, Peter Gibbs, has headed to West London and the spiritual home for many a keen amateur gardener.
We should have no trouble this week getting top-class answers to questions from our bulging postbag, because we've teamed up the formidable expertise of our panellists with the nearly 2 centuries' worth of accumulated knowledge represented by today's location, the famous Royal Botanic Gardens at Kew. And I'm joined by Kew's director, Richard Deverell. Richard, I noticed before arriving at Kew, you actually spent 20 years at the BBC. So I suppose the inform, educate, entertain transfers quite nicely across to Kew, does it?
That's true, it does. And everyone says to me they must be very different. But in fact, of course, in many ways, they're very similar organisations. They both have a great sense of public purpose. They've both got a wonderful sense of history and heritage. People are often surprised to learn that we have nearly 200 plant scientists working full-time at Kew and our second site down at Wakehurst. And so really important work on under